With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The stage is set for Super Bowl 58. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the San Francisco 49ers in Las Vegas on February 11th. Kansas City beat the Ravens 17-10. San Francisco beat Detroit Lions 34-31. The United Nations chief wants the money to continue to flow into Palestine.
The UN Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. In the past week, family members of the hostages and their supporters have blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing, contributing to the backlog. The amount of aid entering Gaza remains well below the daily average, and UN agencies say distribution has been severely hampered by the fighting and delays at Israeli checkpoints. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And the majority of the aid that does make it into Palestine is confiscated by Hamas. Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican National Committee is backing off the idea of declaring President Trump the party's presumptive nominee.
Following Trump's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, the RNC was considering a resolution to name the former president the presumptive nominee before he formally clinches the necessary delegates. Nikki Haley's campaign complained immediately, saying it wasn't up to the RNC to decide who the GOP nominee would be. Haley's team argued the resolution would deny millions of Republican voters from having a say in the presidential contest. The resolution was withdrawn. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. Many Americans do not look to the church for solutions. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that 80 years after the Holocaust, around 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living in more than 90 countries. About half reside in Israel, 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the U.S., and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. Their median age is 86. 6 million European Jews were murdered by the Nazis. This is SRN News. Hawaii's governor wants some changes.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green used his annual State of the State address to propose aggressive steps to shift more vacation rentals into residential use to meet both Maui and the state's acute housing needs. Green is proposing exempting vacation rental owners from capital gains, conveyance, and general excise taxes if they sell their units to owner-occupants or long-term rental landlords. House Democratic leaders say they have common priorities with the governor, particularly on affordable housing and mental health care. John Scott reporting.
House Republicans calling U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas the architect of destruction and says his actions warrant impeachment. On Fox News Sunday, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul said Mayorkas is solely responsible for the amount of fentanyl and the number of people on the terror watch list that have come into the U.S. illegally across the southern border. More details at SRNnews.com.